Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Carolyn Teven, and I have, it disappeared, a charge on my account that I can't account for. And
okay.
It's to you. It was for $79.95.
All right. So I definitely understand your call in regards to charges, in which I'll be happy to assist. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
98388.
And may I have your last name again, please?
Teven, T-E-E-V-I-N.
Okay, thank you. Just a moment. All right, thank you for patiently holding, and can you provide me your shipping address, please?
1106th Street, Steilacoom, Washington.
All right, thank you for that information. So
and
I
the
show...
The cost was $49.97.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm getting ready to further explain what the charges are for. So
right.
On January the 5th, you placed the order for a dash cam. This is a camera you can use while driving, improve safety and performance. So the only thing you had to pay initially upon placing the order is the shipping and handling, which cost $7.45. And to answer your question, per the terms and conditions, it does explain by you placing the order, you would also be enrolling into our Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online gadget store.
This is not for the dash cam.
Yes, ma'am. This is for the dash cam. That camera you ordered is from the Consumer Gadgets Club. So that membership is priced at $49.97 a month. I mean, you do receive a $125 gift card for being a member every month as well, which is sent via email.
Okay, is this Excite Cleanse Lifestyle? Is that what the charge is showing for?
No, ma'am. So the description that you have on your statement is not going to match what you actually have in the system. What you have in the system is you ordered a dash cam. Along with that, per the terms and conditions, enrolled you into that Consumer Gadgets Club. That's priced at $49.97 a month.
Okay, can we cancel that?
Yes, ma'am. So I'll go ahead and submit the cancellation for you. That will go in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. Allow me just a moment.
Can we refund that charge also?
Now, in regards to the charge, it is going to be considered valid based on the terms and conditions, but I am, you know, willing to work with you today to provide a courtesy refund. So just bear with me for just
that.
A moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you for patiently holding. So the account has been canceled, which goes in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. If you have a pen or pencil, I can provide you the confirmation. This is going to be
okay.
For the cancellation submitted today, and let me know when
all
you're
right.
ready.
I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. The confirmation is C as in cancel, 258-943-485.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So altogether, that's C258-943-485.
Got it.
And in regards to the charge, I did check to see what options we have available today for a refund. So, what we can do, ma'am, we can offer a courtesy refund. That'll be in the amount of 35%. And of course, that will reflect within an estimated 3 to 5 business days back to your bank account.
All right.
All right.
You can only give me 35%.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, I will take what I can get.
Yes, ma'am. So I have submitted the refund for you. Make sure you look out for that as well. Everything has been canceled. And you, of course, do have the confirmation in regards to those transactions submitted today as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye.